they pray a lot.
They spend lots of time in prayer,
but very little time in the Word. And because of their prayer life, there is a certain glory that comes on them. The result of prayer. The glory that comes because of prayer. And then other Christians may not be strong in the Word or prayer, but they love worship. They're always worshiping the Lord. They're always singing unto the Lord. Always praising and worshiping God. Singing and making melody unto the Lord. And there is a degree of God's presence in their life too. They talk about prayer meetings. They've never attended one. Talk about Bible reading. The only portion they have read is John 3:16. But yet there is the presence of God in their life. And you say, how is it that they have so little, but yet they got some presence? Because they love to worship. And the worship in their life and the praise that they sing to God continually brought a certain glory cloud into their life that is caused by praise and worship. But even more important, we need to get the fullness of God's presence into our life through the Word, through prayer, and through worship. That completes our Christian life. You know, Christians can get away with a small measure of God's presence in one of those three areas. I mean, they do have some area of God's presence in their life, and that feels good as a Christian. And they survive based on that. But that's not good enough if you want to grow in God. Because the presence of God can be caused by the Word, worship, or prayer. And to be a fully mature and balanced Christian, we need to develop the glory of God that comes through the Word, the glory of God that comes through worship, and the glory of God that comes through prayer. We need to be strong in all three areas to be balanced in our Christian life. And the glory of the Word, of course, talks about the Word, and the Spirit is involved in all those things, the Word and Spirit, and worshipping God. The Holy Spirit is leading us to, and so is prayer. It's all done in the Spirit. So that's where the Spirit's position is. Now, having seen those three glories, let's tie it to the New Testament about what Jesus said. Let's turn to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John. And we look first of all, at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And verse 19 to 21. John chapter 14, verse 19 to 21. It says, a little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him. And here's the word, and manifest myself to him. The word manifest myself to him means to show you his presence. Jesus promised that he will be manifested. The word manifest means to make tangible to us, so that we could sense him, we could feel him, we could experience him. That is the presence of God. So John 14, verse 19 to 21 speaks about the presence of God, which is all in Jesus, that comes to our life when we obey the Word. That is the glory of His presence resulting from obedience in the Word. He said, he who has my commandment and keeps them. There you go. Has my commandments and keeps them. Those who receive the Word and obey the Word, Jesus says, my presence will be there. That's the first glory that we saw. And then we look over in John chapter 17. John chapter 17. In Jesus' prayer, in verse 5, he says, "And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was." And then he says here in verse 6, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things that you have given me are from you." And he continues on in his prayer in John chapter 17, in verse 20. "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." And here he comes in verse 21. "That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you give me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." Now, verse 21 and 22, it talks about a glory that comes upon the church when the church is one with each other and one with the Father. And it ties back to what takes place in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, when the musicians were as one, and they make one sound to the Lord, and they all united together in God, that the glory of God came. And the moment is very precise. If you read 2 Chronicles chapter 5 very carefully, it was not before, but right at the very moment, it says in 2 Chronicles 5, at the very moment when they were one and they make one sound to the Lord, that the glory of God came. So that refers back to the glory that comes to praise and worship and unity. Praise and worship and unity. You say, wait a minute, how can unity tie back to praise and worship here? And here's the important thing. The praise and worship we give out is not our own. It is born in God in the Spirit. It is actually God in us, helping us to produce praise and worship that will be a covering so that His presence can come. I'll just give you one verse for that. In Hebrews chapter 1. One verse for that. Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 1. And chapter 2, right. Now, it talks about bringing many sons to glory in chapter 2, verse 10. "For it was fitting for Him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering." Right? Talking about glory. Now look at verse 12 very, 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 very carefully. Hebrews 2, verse 12. "I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you." The first thing you notice is who the word "I" refer to. The "I" doesn't refer to you and me. It refers to God. It was like God's Spirit and Jesus causing glory to go to God the Father, your name. "I will declare your name to my brethren. Now notice the word my brethren. So it's definitely not referring to the I and the my, doesn't refer to you and I. The I and the my is spoken by Jesus in the context. And if the I and the my refer to Jesus, then in verse 12 when it says, I sing praise unto thee. Now notice the word I is still the same I. And that makes Jesus the singing of the praise. Can you see that? I will sing praise. It's an interesting word that you like to take back and examine it and take it apart and scrutinize it. It is referring to Jesus. And here you have it. Jesus sings. Oh, I would love to hear the Master in heaven sing. I know Jesus prayed, Jesus cried, Jesus spoke the word, and Jesus did all those things. But here is a scripture that says Jesus sing praise in His church, through His church, to the Father. So you and I have received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a singing spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, and it sings through us. That is why when we are all united together, and we make one sound to be heard in God, in praise and worship, it brings a second degree of glory that comes to worship, shum, upon our lives. Praise and worship. Last, the prayer, the glory that comes to prayer, go back to John 17. John 17. And without having to necessarily cross-reference over to the other scriptures, all of us know the familiar story of Jesus, how He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And He prayed until the sweat that dropped from Him were great drops of blood dropping. So it was the most intense prayer that you and I has ever seen. Right? And at the end of that prayer, you notice in John chapter 18, and it says in verse 6, when all the people came to look for Him at the end of His prayer in Gethsemane, Jesus says, whom are you seeking? And they said in verse 5, Jesus of Nazareth. And then Jesus says, I am He. Now in verse 6, He says, when Jesus said, I am He, the glory of God was so powerful in Him because of His prayer that they all fell down. I am He. Shoom. All of them fell under the power of God. And Matthew chapter 17, as well as Luke chapter 9, on the Mount of Transfiguration, and the closest example you have is found in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. They will show New Testament fulfillment of the Old Testament prophets and prophecies. Chapter 9 of the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says here in verse 29, Luke chapter 9 verse 29, as He prayed, the appearance of His face was altered and His robe became white and glistening. There you have it. The glory that came as a result of prayer. And the Bible goes specifically to say, that as he prayed, the glory of God filled his life and changed and transformed. Later, Peter, in 1 Peter, in this epistle of Peter, in 1st and 2nd Peter, he talked about the glory of God, the kingdom of God, and he tied it back to that day when he saw it on the Mount of Transfiguration. So that glory changed his life. Three glories. The glory of the Word, the glory of praise and worship, the glory of prayer. And we need all the three to be increased in our life for the presence of God to grow strong. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask, O Father, that you would establish your word in our life. And Father, as we consider the glory of your presence in your word, we know, Lord, that we need to be balanced in our life. We need the glory of your word. We need the glory of praise and worship. We need the glory of prayer. And we ask, O God, that you would speak to our lives even this day. Maybe some of us, O Lord, are sustaining our Christian life just through one aspect of glory. And we thought that was the only way to get your presence. But Father, we pray that you will cause us to be firm and sound in your word. That we have a balanced manifestation of your glory. So that we could have the will of God done on earth and the kingdom of God come on earth in all the full facet of its glory. So establish your word in our life. Establish your worship in our life. Establish the prayer of your spirit in our life, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.